All right, folks, we're on live, man. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out, man. Always appreciative of the audience. By the way, you know, I'm going to bring in my man Sleepy J here in a second, but, you know, just to let you guys know, we're checking out the show live, man. One of the biggest shows ever for us last week, man. So week 8, big, big numbers as far as the live audience goes. So thanks, everybody, for checking it out. As always, you guys can participate. Just send us a tweet if you guys got questions at GRich3000. I will get your question answered, as always, and we're in the forum at pregame.com under the NFL. This is how we do it. If you're listening for the first time, we go through as many games. Well, actually, we go through each and every game. Don't necessarily go in order. We try and go in rotational order. The ideal is to try and get the lines that are moving the largest, the swiftest, the fastest, and see if we have a different opinion than what we had when the lines originally came out. So, with that being made, man, I'm bringing my man Sleepy J here. Give us 1 second, and we'll get on to it, man. Looks like Sleepy, you're back with us?
Yeah, what's going on, Jerry?
My man, Sleepy. Sleepy had to get some water here. Give us a second. Good morning to you, my man. We're going to look at all the boards. We got what? We got a couple of maybe 7 early games here, and finally we get one more late game. So we got 3 4 p.m. games, and then we got the Sunday and Monday night, man. So, Sleep, this is what we'll do. As always, we'll hit the Monday night first, and then we'll jump into the lines that are moving the biggest. We got Chicago going to San Diego here, Sleepy. We saw this line open up around 3, 3.5, some places 4 here. It's kind of been stuck at 4. You know, I think this line looks correct. I'm interested in your thoughts here right now. If somebody made me go ahead and jump in, I think Chicago might be the way to go. They're kind of underrated. I just do not like the Bears on the road. Their sleep. I think they're better at home, although they did play well at Minnesota. So this is a team that's playing well, Chicago. Not a great team, but they're playing better, it seems to me. I'm not in love with this Monday night game. Maybe the total might be a way to go there, and who knows about the health of San Diego. So we'll really interest you in this one. Not a lot of line movement, but get your thoughts out on it.
You know, this was one of those confusing games for me when I first looked at it. I mean, you have a bunch of injuries going on right now. Keenan Allen, he's done now for the year, I believe, with a lacerated kidney. Forte's out as well. So you got some playmakers that are actually out of the game that would really generate points. When I first looked at it, I said, you know what? A lot of people might think the over in this game, but the over might actually be under might actually be the way to go in that game. I haven't really dug into the numbers on the Monday night game as of yet, but something tells me maybe the under might be the play in this one. As you said, you know, the Bears aren't really all that great on the road. And if San Diego's defense could step up, probably deliver a good defensive game, it might actually be against the Bears. I don't have a lean to a side, but right now I do have a slight lean to the under. I don't know what I'm going to get out of San Diego at home with Keenan Allen out. You know, he was a big part of that San Diego offense. So maybe the offense has struggled. Plus the Bears, you know, when's the last time that they actually hit a good game on defense? And I think that they could actually slow down San Diego because, you know, they don't really have a running game right now. I mean, you have Woodhead back there, Oliver, but, you know, are they really all that dangerous? I think maybe the Bears for one game this year and actually look half decent, it probably could be this game, but that would put me on the under in that one.
Man, I'm with you. When I looked at it, that's the exact same thing I thought. The under is probably going to be the best play there on a Monday night game. Typically, you hear go ahead and wait and see what happens with that number. But we've already seen some slight movement there towards that under. Wonder if it's going to go unlikely any higher. They're probably going to go lower there. But with San Diego and that passing offense, that's the thing that always scares me. But Sleepy, usually with San Diego, they're down. And somehow in that third or fourth quarter, man, my man comes out and just throws them back into games. I wonder if this game's going to be a little different. I don't expect them to be down 10, 14 points and necessarily have to do this. Perhaps we see some running. Forte, actually, I believe, is having some injuries too. Please check that out. I want to say my memory is correct on that. Take a look at that. I think the under is probably the way to go there, Sleepy. All right, let's hit it, man. We got the full Sunday slate now. You know, as I look at the board, one game, let's get to this game first, Sleepy. I want to go to Oakland, Pittsburgh. Usually I want to go to the biggest mover, but I really am interested in this game, and absolutely got some about Atlanta, San Francisco, because of that movement with the quarterback situation, of course, there. But not a lot of big line moves besides that. So we may be able to go in rotational order if you guys are following there. let's go to Oakland-Pittsburgh there, Slee, because we saw this hit the six. Of course, we saw it go down to four, five and a half, now back up to six. So I think if you're following like most of us doing as far as throughout the week looking for the best number, you probably got the number you want depending on the side you like there, Sleepy. But a lot of us are waking up right now, Sleepy, and looking to get our bets in for the first time, looking at the board for the first time of the week right now, Sleep. So it's sitting at six what it was before. So as far as what it opened at and what it is right now, Sleep, not real movement, but it did go down. What did you think about that movement going up and down there, Sleepy? Was there a value play in there somewhere with you? Because right now at the six, I'm more interested in Oakland. But when I was looking at it before, it was around four, and that wasn't as interesting.
I wasn't really surprised that number came down because of, you know, how Oakland looked the last game that they played and Pittsburgh in their last game. You know, obviously, Big Ben, I mean, they haven't really got that offense rolling. But, I mean, the loss of Le'Veon Bell, that should hurt that offense. I mean, obviously, you know, with the loss of Bell right now, probably, you know, limit them as far as scoring points. But, you know, I really like the over in this one. I think both teams could go ahead and score today. I mean, Oakland, you know Oakland better than probably anybody. I mean, they're scoring on anybody right now. It doesn't matter who you put in front of them. But I think the over is probably the way to go in this game. As far as the line's concerned, six, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem taking Oakland at six, but I also probably wouldn't have a problem taking Pittsburgh at six either. I think it's one of those 50-50 type of games, in my opinion, with the line at, you know, four or five, six, because it really could go either way. I wouldn't rule out Oakland going on the road and actually, you know, winning the game because I just think, you know, they're playing solid football. But I think really the over is probably the way to go. Pittsburgh more than likely is probably going to really try to get that passing game going with Big Ben. They didn't look all that great last game. So I think, you know, with Bryant, Brown, you know, the whole crew, they'll probably be throwing the ball left and right. Big Ben probably sit back there, and hopefully he doesn't get hit today. But I think you'll see a lot of points in that game. I just feel really comfortable with an over selection in that game.
Man, a lot of questions with that, Sleepy. First of all, I agree with you over there. Both of these offenses look ready to go. And interestingly enough, the Pittsburgh defense is playing much better. But we saw what Oakland did to the Jets, which was very surprising offensively. Right? I don't think most people were surprised at the cover of the spread, Sleepy, but how they did what they did to that Jets defense was surprising. So let's stick with this game with a couple more questions there, man, because one, I want to know, what you think about Big Ben? Now after the game's over, we start to hear people throwing out stats that Big Ben doesn't play well his first day after an injury. You know, I don't know where they got that stat from. The guy has a bad day, now they say this is how he always looks after injuries. You'll wonder, of course, he's like a week better. See if you heard anything, how you feel about him throwing. When do we see more of that explosive Pittsburgh offense that we've seen in previous weeks with Big Ben in? And I think that you saying you like the over might answer that. And do you expect, I guess, and this might answer that too, do you expect Oakland to do what they did to the Jets, if not more, as far as defensively, Sleep?
Yes and yes. I think you're going to get a good effort.
Right.
The easiest way to put it. You know, Pittsburgh didn't have exactly.
Yeah, I think you answered. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Pittsburgh didn't really have the easiest game last week when he came back. I mean, he went up against the Bengals defense, and I think we can agree that, you know, the Bengals are one of the better teams in the league. Now you take a team like, we know that the Jets defense is very good, and they still put up points on those guys. But I think Big Ben had rust, obviously. I think he maybe a little timid back there, you know, coming back. I think he may have rushed it a little bit, you know, regardless of the fact, you know, they had to go up against the Bengals. They were red hot. I actually would have brought Big Ben back for this Raiders game because I think it would have given him a little bit better of a shot to go ahead and have a little bit more offensive success. Obviously, they got the Browns next week, so they can go ahead and rattle off some wins. But, again, you know, they were struggling. So I think that offense will be fine today. Give him a week at practice, you know, with all the weapons that he has, I think they'll be okay. And I think the Raiders, man, I don't know what you think, but, you know, I'm pretty high on them right now. I think they're a well-oiled machine, and I think that they can move the ball on Pittsburgh regardless if it's on the road or anywhere. I mean, Oakland's lighting it up. I mean, Carr's, you know, he's hitting Cooper, hitting Crabtree, the back guy, Murray coming out of the backfield. So I don't think either offense today will struggle. I think it's going to be a good football day in Pittsburgh today. The weather will be beautiful there. So I don't see either offense slowing down. This one's going to be, I think it's going to be close, within a touchdown, right around a touchdown. And I think they're going to score a ton of points in this. I really like the over in that one today.
Unlikely, I'm going to assume unlikely to see a 7 here, in your opinion also, right?
Probably say, yeah, you won't see one of those today. I would say 6, maybe 6.5 is the highest, but I think 6 is probably fair. Because I think you'll definitely get some Oakland money there. I would imagine there'll be some sharp guys that go ahead and grab that 6. Because that number came down to 4.5 earlier in the week. And we know that the public bettors generally don't come on, you know, until like really the day before, you know, day of. So Oakland was bought down here by the sharp guys, you know, wanted them early. So I don't think that number ever makes it to 7. I mean, the 6.5, if it does surface, that'll probably go away pretty quick. It looks like 6 is pretty much painted across the board right now.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Might want to get that now. That might disappear again. Here we go. Jacksonville Jets, man. Sleepy, we saw some movement early with this one. Maybe 7's pretty much predominantly early there, Sleepy. Somewhere happened. We saw 7.5. Saw some 9s come out. Numbers back down to about 8. Where it settled in. I know after the between 8 and 9, 9.5, not that big of a difference there, Sleep. So no surprise to see that dance around, but it did come up and over the 7. Do you agree with that? Maybe that had to do with the Fitzgerald news. We know he's going to play. I don't know how healthy he's going to be. I'm looking at as much information I had, but I know he is playing injured there, Sleepy, or at least hurt, I should say. So let's see what happens with him. I like this Jets team. Again, you know, Jacksonville's not doing enough for me as a dog. They're not covering enough for me, Sleep. I'm not seeing what I need to see out of them. But perhaps you might say this number's a little bit too high and maybe Fitzgerald's a little bit hurt, and that slows the Jets down. What do you think?
I think this is probably one of those games where the folks have this set up where it's just perfect. You know, you have a Jets team coming off of a loss, and you have a Jacksonville team coming off of a bye. So Jacksonville is going to have, you know, a pretty decent offensive plan, I would imagine, coming into this game. Now, I think me and you would probably agree that the Jets' offense isn't exactly prolific, but that defense should probably step up. I mean, if you look at what Carr did to them last week, I mean, he really carved them up. I think he threw, like, 4 touchdown passes in that game. I don't know how many yards Carr had last week, but he really embarrassed that Jets' defense. So I think the defense will probably step up. I think Jacksonville's defense probably steps up today, believe it or not. Obviously, you were just saying Fitzpatrick banged up. Geno Smith came in last week, and I think he broke his nose. That team on offense doesn't really scare me or surprise me at all, really, to be honest with you. But I think this line's set perfect, 7, 7.5. It looks like, you know, if you take the Jets, it just looks scary, in my opinion. I don't want to lay over a touchdown with that team right now. Maybe there are some holes on defense that we don't know about that the Raiders actually exposed. I would look at Jacksonville, or I would potentially maybe even look at that under, because I think the Jaguars coming off of a bye, you know, could probably go ahead and limit the Jets' defense. And if the Jets' defense want to step up and play their A game like they usually do, they could definitely limit Jacksonville's offense. So I think the under is probably the way to go in that game. 42.5 right now, that's a key number. You can go in and go under there, and I think that's actually not a bad wager.
All right, let's jump. I was going to go rotation order, Sleep, but we just saw a game come off a 7, and that's right there, Tennessee-New Orleans. This game has been getting a lot of, I would say, talk during the week from the shows that I listen to. Tennessee has been a team that people have talked about. Mariota's going to be back. How healthy is he? I don't know, Sleep. We saw what happened with the New Orleans Jets game. I guess the thing is here, man, the New Orleans defense is not good. But that offense is, can Tennessee go ahead and slow them down? They did slow down Atlanta from the last thing I remember. But overall, I didn't take a look at those numbers, so I want to get your thoughts on it. Coming off the 7, that's a pretty big deal there, Sleepy. In New Orleans, at New Orleans, Tennessee, AFC, NFC matchup there. Mariota may not be healthy. Interesting to see. A lot of love with Tennessee here, but perhaps just too many points for that poor New Orleans defense. Let's see if you have a different opinion.
Probably the majority of the money is sharp money coming in here on Tennessee right now. That's not really surprising to me with those guys. I think it was up to maybe as like high as 9 last night, and I was actually a little surprised it got that high. But Mariota obviously banged up, but he's coming back. He makes that team, you know, he makes that team so much better. I mean, it's like plugging Big Ben into Pittsburgh. I mean, they will be better. So I could understand taking the points there. But, you know, from what I've seen from New Orleans, and I don't know if you agree with me, that team actually looks pretty good right now on offense. Obviously,
yeah.
Drew Brees is out there. But he's using Watson. He's using Cooks. He's using Willie Snead. The backfield took a little bit of a I can't remember the guy's name last week that went down before them. I think he's probably done for the year. But Ingram's in there, so I don't know. Man.
Ingram's been playing well, man. Ingram's been running well.
I think that offense looks good to me right now. So I wouldn't rule out New Orleans. It's been a while since like they really looked good at home. I wouldn't be shocked if they blew out Tennessee today. That line's somewhere around 49-50. I see some 48.5 out there. I wouldn't be shocked to see that one go over, but I just have a gut feeling New Orleans delivers a good offensive game, a good defensive game, and I just have a gut feeling that Tennessee gets blown out today. And I agree with that line when it went up to like 9, the initial move. I was like, you know what, New Orleans might be ready to rock and roll right now. And they might actually start to, make people believe that they potentially could pick up a wild card spot. So I kind of like New Orleans today, believe it or not. And, you know, I'm really not big on laying, 9-10 points. But this number's come down to 7, and I think that's fair value. There are some 6.5s out there as well. So if you can grab a 6.5, you're never going to get a better number than that. And that's really the number that you want to pick up today if you like the favorite.
Yeah, Sleepy, I agree with you. Coming off of that game, listen, man, that was a big win for them, Sleepy, from the Giants. But I think also they got to understand and know what happened there as far as defensively with a lot of blown coverages, man, a lot of bad assignments there. But they're not going up against Peyton Manning. Mariota's not doing that. Sure, he had a good game against Indianapolis. Everybody remembers the great game against Tampa Bay. But looking back on that, Sleepy, he only threw for 200 yards that Tampa Bay game. But remember all the points. A lot of those were due to the Winston turnovers their sleep. But we haven't seen a 300 passing game for Mariota besides that Indianapolis game there. So, how healthy is he? I don't know. I don't know. So the last two games he played was against Buffalo, Miami, two good defenses. He's been out against Atlanta and Houston. So I'm not exactly running the bank there to go lay the money with Tennessee. Though I do like their defense, you got to respect that defense, man. Last four games, they've only given up, 14? They did give up 38 to Miami, but then 10 and 20 to Houston. So let's see what happens. But I turn the lean more towards you there. I'm not that interested in that. Coming off the 7 may actually get me on New Orleans there, Sleep. Washington going to New England. This might be the game, you know. And I skip 2. We'll come back to those. But Washington, New England, it's got to be the game. We got to get some talk about there, Sleep. You get a good opening 14, no real movement here at all. Their sleep is just kind of sat there. We know the stats about the Patriots, right? 7 and under as far as what they've been. The numbers go back years and years. Everybody's been talking about them all week. You get over the touchdown there. New England doesn't have the record as far as covering as much. Does that mean they're not going to blow the doors off the Redskins? I don't know. But the thing about that sleep, look, I like the Washington team. You know, they had a couple of weeks where they didn't look good. I remember the Jets game. I remember the Giants game. Two games I lost with the Redskins, and they didn't look like the Redskins. What's happening now, they're not running the ball as well as they were earlier. Remember Jones? It was a guy we forgot about, a guy we hadn't heard about. He came on our radar screen, and then he got hurt, and we haven't heard about him before. We haven't heard about him since. So they got to get back to rushing the ball better. Can they do that against New England? I think if you answer that question, I think you got to play there. If you think they can, yes. If you don't think they can, I don't believe the pass is going to be good enough. But they're going to get Jackson back. Sleepy, that's going to be big. They got that big tight end whose name I'm forgetting right now. Who I think it's Reed. Yes, the dude Reed is a monster. They got him back last week, which we saw that was very helpful for them to make the comeback with Tampa Bay also. So, looking at it now, talking about it out loud, Sleepy, I think I'm going to go ahead and grab a 14. Am I going to hold my breath? Damn straight I am. Am I going to be a little scared to get going up against the Patriots? Damn straight. But I don't think taking the 14 is the right way to go. So I'll go ahead and grab double digits. The sharp numbers are going to be on my side. Historically, it's going to be on my side. Maybe these new Patriots go ahead and beat me senseless. But we'll find out. What do you think?
I tend to agree with you here. I think that you know, that Washington offense will probably get rolling today. Obviously, both backs will be healthy. As you said, DeSean Jackson, I mean, he adds a big threat. Jordan Reed, Pierre Garçon. You have Crowder out there also. I mean, Washington came into the year with an offense that I thought was going to be pretty good, and I think that they still are. But they just had some injuries and issues, you know, with the quarterback, obviously, with RG3 starting and Cousins coming in. But Cousins, I think he can manage the game well enough to go ahead and put points on the board. I think New England, if they're due for a clunker or due for some type of a letdown game, probably would be this game. 14 points, man, that's a ton. That's a lot of points. I would look at Washington. I would look at to go ahead and actually try to stay away from New England. I mean, New England hasn't done anything for the books except completely murder them. So I think Washington's probably the way to go today, or the over, one way or the other. I wouldn't touch New England. I probably definitely would not play the under in this one. So it's either Washington or the over for me. But I think Washington today, you know, has the potential to actually upset New England, and that would be a big shocker, I think. But Washington, I think they can hang within that number. That's a lot of points to give a half-decent offense.
Woo! I thought Sleepy was going to say has the potential to cover. Sleepy says has the potential to upset. Nice. All right, let's keep it going, Sleep. We're going to go out to St. Louis and Minnesota there. Minnesota, a tough game against Chicago. I say it every week. You guys know how I feel about the divisional games, man. Just weird shit happens. The teams know each other. So I don't know if that tells me a lot more about the Bears or a lot about Minnesota. This has been a team we've been waiting to break out. They don't have that. They don't have, you know, and everybody's talking about the Greg Hardy thing, Sleep, and I could really care less about that, man. But the point being is everybody's talking about we're a visual society. When you think about the Vikings, they don't have that. They don't have that week, that play, that package on NFL Network where he's like, yo, look at the Vikings. Right? They haven't had that breakout game that everybody says, fuck, man, this team's amazing. Now they continue to play well, and the stats tell me that this is a good team, but they're not on the conscious like they were, I believe, last year. Sleep. Perhaps I have it wrong. You tell me if they have one. I can remember Adrian Peterson running maybe 3-3 week four, having a good game, maybe 195 yards, I want to say. But other than that, they don't have that. Now, what does that say about this game? That doesn't say anything. Mother's sitting at about one there, Sleep. I'm not really interested either way. You know, the threes were out there earlier in the week. Those are gone. To me, I would have liked to grab a three here with St. Louis. Sitting there at one, heading maybe towards Pick'em, their Sleep. I really have no interest. You know, there's some sharp action definitely on the Rams. Let's see what Minnesota does here at home. The Rams' offense has not been really lighting it up to me, Sleep. So I would like to look at that under, but I see a 40.5 staring me right in my face, and that's a little bit of a scary number there, Sleepy. But that Rams' offense is just not that exciting. I know everybody tells me Gurley's the best running back in the league. You know, I think that's a little blasphemy there. The guys ran 3 weeks there, Sleep. I think that's a little ridiculous. But everybody there wants to crown him. Remind me of Dennis Green. If you want to crown him, then crown him. But I don't think he's the best running back in the league. Let's slow down. So I'd lean towards the under there, Sleep, but that's a pretty low number. Wish I could have caught the three. How about you?
Confusing game for me with this one. I mean, if you take a look at both teams, they really haven't beaten anybody. I mean, Minnesota, their wins this year. Now, yeah, they're 5-2, the Lions twice, Kansas City, the Bears, and the Chargers. And they haven't beaten a winning team all year. When they played a winning team, it was obviously against the Broncos. That was the only team that they played this year with the winning record. They played them pretty tough. They only lost the game 23-20. But you could say the same thing for the Rams. I mean, they haven't really beaten anybody either. So I kind of agree with you on this one. I wish the number wasn't as low on the total as far as 40. Maybe a 42, 43 would have got me to bite on the under. You're probably going to get a running game, obviously, out of these two teams today. You got Peterson on one side, Gurley on the other. Both teams could stop the run. We both know that. As far as, you know, those guys throwing the ball, you know, Bridgewater I'm high on, but again, you know, St. Louis defense could, you know, put a ton of pressure on him, and I think that Minnesota could put a ton of pressure, their defensive front, on Foles for them. I would take the under, or I would take nothing in this game. As far as a lean to his side, I would probably go ahead and back the home team in Minnesota. They are getting it done. It's like you said, nothing impressive. Neither team really has, to me, has a real impressive win. You know, I guess you could say offensively to scare me from you know, taking that under. But it would either be under or nothing for me today. I think today if the Vikings could get a win, I mean, they'll be 6-2. They have a schedule that they could actually, you know, win a couple games. So they got the Raiders again next week. I don't know. We'll see where it all shakes out, but I think the under is the way to go. But that's a crummy number for us to take.
Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe, wow, I can remember, man, back in the day, you see like a Pittsburgh-Cleveland game, you'd see a 36, man, and you really wouldn't even flinch. Or a Baltimore-Pittsburgh game, I guess all those AFC North division games, it really wouldn't be that big of a deal. But for some reason, that 40.5 just looks really low to me this week. Speaking of a game we already talked about, man, a little movement in Washington. Again, if you guys are listening for the first week, we'll stop and jump back to a game just to mention the whole idea is to talk about the games that are moving live. Right now, that Washington-New England game, seeing a little movement in the 14th, late seeing a couple of those disappear. They're not all gone. To be honest, I just went and grabbed one. They're not all disappearing. For those of you guys online, those of you guys locally in Vegas, you guys can still find those, of course, just to shout out that right now. Next game there, Miami-Buffalo sleeping. Not a lot of movement in this game, oddly, man. The whole week, not too much movement there, but threes went up to fours now sleep. That happened midweek. No, that happened this morning. That happened this morning, jumping up to the four there with Buffalo. I'm going to assume that means Tyrod Taylor's in. I think that was, to me, was the big deal. Matter of fact, I do remember Rex Ryan saying that Tyrod is actually 100%. Don't quote me on the 100%. Maybe he just said it's all 100% ready to go. I know it was a confident statement. I don't believe he said 100% healthy. Maybe he said 100% ready to go. You know, now let's see what Miami's made of. We saw the first two games against the losers, let's say, in the AFC South, they're sleep. Now we get a divisional game. Again, these teams know each other. They're sleepy. Anything could happen to me. Not really interested in jumping on Buffalo, but I've seen the sharp monies on Buffalo. They've disappointed me somewhat. They're sleepy. The defense not playing as well as I expected. The offense has taken a dip down. You can blame that somewhat on injuries. So let's see what happens with Tyrod Taylor back in there, Sleep. But I would rather see this one. Let's see what you do against a division opponent that has a defense that seems ready to go again in Miami. I wouldn't be surprised to see this go over or under there, Sleep. This game can go either way for me. Total sitting at 44. Looks like it dipped down somewhat from season 44 straight up, man. 44 looks like that number's just sitting there. So either way, side or total, you like in this game this week?
Well, I think more than anything, Buffalo is probably going to be the side today. We've seen Miami struggle, I mean, pretty much all year. They bounced back there with two nice wins, but they were against crumb-bone teams. I think Miami's going to be up against it here today. Obviously, Buffalo has some issues. They have an offensive tackle that's probably going to be out today. Percy Harvin, he's done now for the year. But they get their quarterback back, and that's huge. I mean, that offense for Buffalo looked pretty good with him, and then without him, I mean, they looked like, you know, they just look like crap. But I think what's-his-name will be in there today. Watkins should be fine for the game today. He was questionable with an ankle. He'll be okay. You know, I'm not sold on Tannehill, man. And I was high on him in the beginning of the year, and we talk about it, you know, week after week. But in my opinion, I mean, he doesn't really look – you know, he doesn't look like their long-term solution to that team. I can't back Miami on the road today in Buffalo. Buffalo's going to be hard up for a win today. I mean, they've lost two games in a row. You know, they got beat to Jacksonville last week, you know, 30-31. They haven't looked all that great. I mean, Miami has, what, three wins on the year? They won their opener against Washington. But they beat the Titans and they beat the Texans, and they're not good teams at all. And they went and they played the Patriots and they got smashed. So Miami coming on the road here, four looks like a number that a lot of people – it looks like one of those 50-50 numbers that the books would be looking for to get a split. But I think Buffalo is probably the way to go today. I think they'll get that offense rolling with Taylor, Watkins. I think the running backs will be okay. McCoy should have a half-decent day. The over might be worth a look, believe it or not. Even at 4-4, I think the over has a possibility to hit here. I think we will see some points. I don't think we'll see a defensive type of game, but my lean would be towards Buffalo. It would be pretty strong. I wouldn't take the dog in Miami. I'd rather get bit by Miami today, betting against them than betting on them and watching them get crushed. I don't want really any part of that.
All right, and Buffalo is one of those other teams coming off a bye there also, so good look there. I do like that. Team gets to go and get their mind right, get healthy. I remember Rex Ryan mentioning that. There wasn't a team in the league, in his opinion, as he was saying, that needed a bye week more than they did just to get people actually healthy there. All right, let's go back to it, man. We got Green Bay going to Carolina. This is the game of the week for me. I think the Washington-New England game is going to be maybe one of the more entertaining. Oakland-Pittsburgh, I think now we're starting to get more believers on the Raiders. They're asleep slowly but surely. Perhaps that game might prove to be a damn good game also. Philly-Dallas, just because Dallas is Dallas. But Green Bay-Carolina might be the most entertaining there for me, Sleep. We got Green Bay going to Carolina there. We saw the number of three pop up, but mostly 2.5s there, Sleep, painted pretty much all week. You could have got three at some spots at some time. To me, that was the way to go. But still at 2.5, I'm interested in Carolina. It still feels like they're not getting their due. I think that they're just, you know, Cam Newton's numbers. If you go look at the stats, man, and I'm a stats guy, they're just not, you don't fall in love with the stats, man, but I do fall in love with the running game, Sleepy, and I think that's what it is, that they're a running team that occasionally can pass. We saw maybe four drops in that last, was that Monday or Sunday night game against the Colts there, Sleep. So I think they can pass on your ass too. Green Bay, we know about their defensive woes. As far as the rushing game goes, I want to say I heard Sal Colantonio mention this morning that the Packers are giving up the most rushing yards to the quarterback in the league. So those are all stats in my favor there, Sleep. You got probably 20 if you want to go with Green Bay there that I have to understand. I don't see that the Packers are favored here, Sleep. That's the only thing that's kind of driving me crazy. I don't understand that, similar to the Denver-Green Bay game. So maybe it's just Green Bay love. I haven't seen what I need to see. We talked about the Raiders this week, so let's same thing with Green Bay. You know this team. These are back-to-back games that I'm worried that this is not the team Green Bay wants to face. So you tell me, maybe you come out on the other side.
Yeah, man, I'm all in on Green Bay today. I definitely do not think the Packers.
Wow, okay. All right, please, tell me what. Yeah, please, I want to hear. You might swing.
Obviously, coming off of a pretty offensive, a bad offensive showing against, the Broncos last week. Probably will get them jump started today. That defense is well enough, to go ahead and slow down Carolina. I don't think Carolina has a whole lot in the passing game. It's going to take Carolina to outscore Green Bay, and it's going to take a run game to do that. And I don't think that Carolina is going to be able to run the ball, for 4 or 5 touchdowns, because I know Carolina's defense is good, but I'm telling you, Green Bay will come to play today, and they're not going to take this team lightly at all. I mean, if you take a look at both teams and who they really beat this year, I don't think you could really say that, they beat anybody impressive. Carolina beat, to beat the Colts last week, and the Colts are all banged up, and they're just lost. The Eagles, they beat them the week before. That team was banged up. They got multiple guys out. Now, they went to Seattle and beat them. I got to give Carolina credit for that. But I think more than anything, it's Carolina defense that's really helping them get these wins. They're not really blowing teams out. I think Green Bay today is going to really put everybody on notice, and everybody's going to say, all right, this team's back. A lot of people don't remember, what was going on with Green Bay. They had a bye week, then they lose to the Broncos, and they've been silent. It seems like for like 3 weeks we haven't heard anything about Green Bay. Today they'll be back. Today they'll let you know that they're back. The bye week's behind them, the loss is behind them. They're going to beat Carolina today. I feel comfortable laying 2.5. I have no problem with that. And I know the Packers, they're not going to lose today. So that's
Man, Carolina, you sound so confident, man. That was very scary. For somebody here who likes Carolina, I haven't put in my bet yet, but Sleepy there sounds very confident. And Sleepy, here's what I put in, man. I believe in that bad loss shit that just – taste in your mouth, man. That wasn't a 30-42 game where they lost on some last play. They got their ass whooped, man. And the offense, I mean, people came strong. I mean, I heard Colin Cowherd talk about, man, my man's overrated, or he's not. He doesn't get enough. Pub for his face is Aaron Rodgers. We all see his damn cocky faces he makes on the sidelines. It's just competitor faces. But now after a loss, you have a little bit of leeway there to go ahead and hit them. I do got to believe that. Maybe I would like to see this game a different day. But, hey, man, I'll go with this, man. Back-to-back road games there, Sleep. not something people are going to be in love with also. But I wish it wasn't so bad offensively for them. Offensively, man, they just had a terrible game. Go ahead.
You know what I think? I think that overall, if you take a look at the AFC, there's probably three or four teams that could potentially make. Obviously,
right.
One being New England, you know, Denver, and you got Cincinnati out there, maybe Pittsburgh if they come
maybe
on.
Maybe Pitt, yeah.
I think Green Bay went into that game last week and they played absolutely vanilla, and they didn't want to show the Broncos anything because it's all really about, you know, getting to the Super Bowl and winning it. So why are you going to go into Denver and go in there and show your best stuff? I think they were playing possum with them, and I think this week they're going to beat up Carolina and let everybody know. But I don't think they wanted to show anything to Denver last week of what they could potentially do because, you know, if they meet them in the Super Bowl, and Denver has a good enough team, I think, to get there, you know, that Green Bay is going to be a hell of a lot more to handle come Super Bowl Sunday if that's where these two teams end up. You know, week 7, week 8 of the NFL season, a loss doesn't hurt Green Bay at all. I don't think they're worried about it. If they take care of Carolina today, they'll be tied in the NFC to go ahead and get home field advantage, and I think Carolina somewhere down the road is going to drop another game. But I just have a gut feeling Green Bay was playing possum with the Broncos. They didn't want to show them a whole lot. They weren't worried about a loss. They were coming into that game healthy, happy, and confident. I think they take care of Carolina today. I wouldn't put any money on Carolina at all. Not today. They're not going to win.
Sleepy, that scared me off of it, man. I think I'm going to at least wait for a 3 if I do, man. I didn't lock in that 2.5. I was doing it with a smile on my face. I was sure Sleepy was going to come in and back me there, man. But, yeah, make good points. Again, the most of all that scares me is the bad game, man. I don't like a damn good team with Super Bowl aspirations losing a game that bad there. Go back on the road there. Again, man, the people were talking bad on it, man, that offense. And I'm thinking, yeah, man, that offense hasn't really done well. Now we're hearing, oh, now Nelson does matter, right? First it was, hey, man, it doesn't matter. You get Dream Jones off the street, Aaron Rodgers is going to make everybody better. Now, hey, Nelson does matter. It's because of Nelson now. You know what it was, man? That damn defense is pretty good with Denver, in my opinion there, man. We've seen, hey, man, maybe they're playing vanilla also. So maybe it was a mix. All right, here we go, Sleep. We'll go to the next one, Atlanta, San Francisco. We saw some movement here because of the quarterback situation. Of course, Cap being benched. For the Gabbert, who is it? Gabbert, get out of here. This guy's terrible. This guy's terrible. Now, let's see what happened. Has he learned something sitting on the bench? I tend to think not. San Francisco is at home. Atlanta does tend to lay eggs, so I understand the sentiment there. There, Sleep, not seeing any real sharp movement on this game. There, the numbers definitely moving because of the quarterback situation. I'm not real interested in Atlanta. Here, when I could have got a better price there, Sleep, that's not my style, but it wouldn't surprise me to see Atlanta go ahead and roll these fools up, man. You know, you can't tell me that Gabbert was the better guy sitting on the bench the whole time. You know, the Cap just being benched because he's not playing well. Get out of here. This doesn't mean the guy on the bench is better. This is what they're going to do is go and run the ball against Atlanta. Go ahead, but my man's going to throw a pick. I think he's going to find a prop somewhere for either off for defensive picks, or you find that Gabbert throws a pick himself, something around that situation there, Sleep. I think that's what happens. I think Atlanta does roll them as much as I'm not interested in taking a 7. I probably should have been on top of my game, man, and grabbed that 4 there, Sleep. But then a pretty big misstep by me. I think I got too involved with the NHL this week, man. I don't think I was paying enough attention, man. But that's a juicy number that was sitting out there earlier this week, and now it's at 7 there.
You know, I really like the over in this game, and that might actually surprise some people, being that, you know, Gabbert's coming in there for San Francisco. But let's take a look at two big things, and this tends to happen a lot. You got two teams right now that are going to go into the bye together. You know, San Francisco probably could care less on defense, but I think more than anything, you know, that offense with Gabbert right now, believe it or not, might look a little bit better because they have nothing to lose right now. So don't be shocked if you see trick plays, Gabbert just throwing the ball up any which way that he can. We know that Atlanta pass defense hasn't really been the greatest. So I think San Francisco will score points today and will actually surprise some people. It's not going to be one of those games where they just go out and Gabbert gets you know, blindsided and clobbered all game. He's going to step back, drop, throw. That's going to be his game today. And I don't think San Francisco's going to let up one bit against Atlanta. Atlanta, obviously, we know that they can score. But I think more than anything, both teams going into the bye, generally a team going into the bye generally lets up on defense.
Right.
I think that both defenses will let up today. I think Atlanta will get their points against San Francisco, and I think San Francisco is going to get enough points on the board today to get this one over the total. I like the over more than anything. As far as laying 7, 7.5 on the road with Atlanta, I wouldn't do it. But the over I really like in this game today. I think Ryan and that offense will get their points. I think the defense for San Fran will let up. I mean, you got to think San Fran right now may potentially be in tank mode. They could easily just tank and let the offense go out and look much better. At least make the coach look like he made the right decision to bench Kaepernick, because Gabbert will probably come out and look good today, and everybody will be like, oh, yeah, Kaepernick's horrible. But in reality, Atlanta's going into a bye. Their defense will probably play loose today if they end up getting up by a few scores there, which, you know, I kind of anticipate that happening. But Gabbert, he's going to connect on a couple throws today, trust me, and San Fran's going to score some points today. I think the over is the way to go. A lot of people might think under. I definitely do not think that that's the right selection. I like the over, and I like it strong.
Sweetman, I'll go back to this with the Falcons, man. You mentioned the bye week. I don't think this team has the luxury of doing that, man. This is a team with Super Bowl aspirations, of course, trying to win the NFC. They believe they have the team to do it right now. But they've lost two out of the last three. They're sleeping. No surprise, the two losses were to divisional opponents. Again, Matt Ryan had a terrible game, a couple of turnovers, definitely had an interception, believe. There was a couple of fumbles there, here and there. This team lost three fumbles last week. Fumbled the ball four times, lost three. That turned that game definitely against, as far as the Tampa Bay was able to make that comeback there or get that big lead in both halves. I think this team comes in very motivated, man, beats the hell out of the Niners. We're not disagreeing on that. You like the over. I think I like the Falcons there. I think this will be a teasing game for me, find another way to do it. I know people don't believe in the Falcons, paper tiger, not the team we thought they were. They only scored, 10 points against the Titans. I get that, man. They got two back-to-back road games there. Got Tampa Bay, a divisional opponent at home, gets whooped up. Now they're going on the third road game out of four. Their sleep. So not the best scheduling situation for them, no doubt. I think the loss of Tampa Bay is going to help me there. So go ahead and tease Atlanta, find another mate to go ahead and pair them up with, maybe with the over there. Sleepy talked about, damn, that total is pretty there low, Sleep, just staring at the number. No doubt about that. I think I'll roll with you there. Go ahead and make that my teaser of the week. Let's go to Giants, going to Tampa Bay. Speaking of Tampa Bay, Giants light up, throw a lot of points up against the Saints, don't get it done. I think that's a little demoralizing to them, man. They go to Tampa Bay. We talked about the Bucs before. That defense is starting to do what they do. They're asleep. I think the Bucs are not being talked about like Minnesota as far as the defense is concerned. Both two teams, I think I was early on last year, thought they'd make the big step, the big leap this year. Doesn't look like it's going to happen again. But you could see the promise in that defense with the Buccaneers. They're asleep. Let's see what happens here with the Giants. I don't expect to see camera lights action. Like we saw last week, as I look at that 49, something tells me to go ahead and look under on that, but the Giants' defense is pretty poor. The defense I can lean on would be the Bucs. Can they slow down the Giants? What do you think about that? Oddly, Giants favorite here by two. Wow. Favorite by two, they're asleep. No strong opinion. I want to say the Bucs, they're at home, they're asleep, but, man, I really don't know, man. I'll throw it to you. No strong opinion there either way, man. I look at the number again. I want to grab the Bucs, but I might have to go do a little more before this game tips off there, Sleep. But right now, you can get me interested on the under.
I'd actually be on the other side of that one. I actually do like the over in that one today.
Let me get your thoughts there, Sleep. Is it more you think the Giants are going to be able to push the ball, or the Bucs, like everybody, are going to be able to score on that Giants defense more than normal?
Yeah, I think both here. I don't think that the Giants are going to be able to run the ball all that well. So I think they're going to be limited to throwing it with Eli, with Beckham and those guys. And that's not a bad option. There's plenty of teams in the NFL that can't run that could actually pass that win games. I think the Giants fall into that category today. And the Tampa Bay's defense hasn't been all that great. They've given up, I think, 200 points on the year. I mean, they're really not all that great. But I think that, you know, the combination of the Giants' secondary one of the worst pass defenses in the league. You know, you got Tampa Bay coming in here. You know, it's been, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks now with this offense. They looked pretty good last week. I think that Winston could go ahead and manage to go ahead and get some yards against the Giants today and get himself some scores today. I think this one has the makings of shootout written all over it. I wouldn't be shocked if Tampa Bay pulls off a win here. I think it really comes down to actually which team can run the ball. And I think that the team that can run the ball better is probably the Buccaneers with Doug Martin back there. And you lose him out of the backfield. That could really offset, you know, the Giants' defense. They start bringing those guys up. That's going to leave them wide open in the back end when they start throwing the ball. So I think that, Jameis Winston Smith, Jackson is out today. And I don't know, man. I just have a gut feeling that this one goes way over. Wouldn't it shock me if this one hit like 70. So I really like the over in this one. I don't think that the Giants could slow them down. And Tampa Bay's defense hasn't slowed down anybody. And I don't think the Giants are going to be able to run the ball at all because I just don't think they have a real running game. I think it starts out fast, and I think it goes for four quarters and comes down to, you know, probably I think it's a one-point game. I actually have Tampa winning this game 31-30. So nice. I feel pretty good about the over today in that game.
Okay, maybe another potential there teaser. We got two more games there. Just tweeted out again. We're going to hit the two more games, Giants. Denver, Indianapolis, and the Sunday night Philadelphia, Dallas. Then we'll get Sleepy's teaser play of the week, as we always do there in the show there. Maybe another free play on the straight. Well, as far as the best bet, just straight up what side or total we like best to end the show there. All right, Sleepy, here we go. Let's go Denver, Indianapolis. Man, of course, a lot of their talk about this one, Peyton going home. I like what they did against the Packers. Pretty much, I think Denver goes ahead and gets this done. There's Sleepy. We saw a lower number there. We probably could have got a 3 earlier this week. This line moved up, moved back down. Sitting at the 4, you get me interested at that 4. That Denver's defense is just ridiculous there, man. You're going to put Peyton back in a dome. Of course, I think that helps him more than anybody else on that field. We saw the Colts give up yards there to the Panthers, man. Not the most explosive offense. It wasn't just a running game. That passing game, there were so many open receivers there for the Panthers. Not the best receivers. You got Olsen pretty much. That's it. And they were open. They were dropping balls. I think that game could have really got out of hand if it wasn't for that happening. You know, is Andrew Luck still healthy? It doesn't look like it. We got another week of him getting better, their sleep healthier. Is he 100%? I still don't believe so. So I think Denver goes ahead and gets this done. You give me the 4. I'll go ahead and take this also. What do you think about this
one? Well, I'm happy to announce that I had Indianapolis last week when they had that backdoor cover.
Congratulations.
In a game they probably should have gotten blown out in, but if you watch that game, I mean, I think we both watched that one. That was a sloppy game.
It was raining.
Yeah, Carolina did everything that they needed to do to get themselves a nice, comfortable, convincing win. But once that rain stopped, I mean, really, it looked like Carolina's defense really let off the gas, or they were just gassed themselves.
Yeah.
And Luck finally was like, all right, finally, my guys are going to be able to catch the ball without this monsoon coming through here. And they got the win last week. That was a big Carolina got the win, but I think that was a big thing for Indianapolis, motivating to get that offense rolling. And it seems like that's been their MO. Start out the first half, and they look like garbage, and then the second half they come on. I would actually look in this game, believe it or not, maybe to a second half over, because that just really seems to be the way that Indianapolis plays. They just cannot get it going until the end of the game. I think Denver's offense, obviously, will be able to put points up on the board consistently. But I think more than anything, if this game is close, you know, we have a 4 line here, that Denver is going to be able to put points up in the second half. So I really think that the best wager in this game is a second half overplay. As far as lane 4 with Denver, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, we saw what they did to Green Bay. But I just something tells me this is like the trap game of the week. Just go ahead and jump on Denver, and Indianapolis just looks like crap. Something just tells me potentially that this could be a backdoor cover by Indy. As I said, they've been scoring points in the second half. Denver's defense could potentially let up for one drive. I don't want any part of the side, but I think really, or the total, I think the best wager in this game is the second half over, and that's rare for me. to go ahead and put a wager out like that, but I really feel comfortable with that one.
All right, one more game for the Sunday night. Another team you know well, they're asleep. Philadelphia seems like they've been forgotten. They're asleep. Not a lot of talk about this team. Obviously, they had the bye last week, but just in the consciousness. And maybe it's just me. They're asleep, but not a lot of talk about Philadelphia. Who is this team? What have they been doing? Do you still believe in this team? Are they a Super Bowl team? Can they make the playoff? I just haven't heard a lot of talk about them. They're going to Dallas now, favored by 3, pushing to a 4. Maybe might get a 4 by Sunday night. They're asleep. Dallas just does not look good offensively, defensively. I think they're getting the job done. Things like that, getting the job done, man. Obviously, I would like this to be an under. You're just not getting the normal NFC East the total here. They're asleep. This is an AFC East or West total here, sitting at 43. We got in Dallas with the no weather concerns, Philadelphia down. This is usually a 51 sleep where we can go and attack that under, or sometimes even attack the over with glee, saying this game's going to go way over. You got a Philadelphia-Dallas game totaled at 43.5. That's amazing. That's amazing. So, interestingly enough, there, I think the Dallas defense is playing well. I think if I asked you, you'd say the same thing about the Philadelphia defense, their sleep. So I think it's been a low-scoring game, but just that 43.5, Jesus Christ, man, we might actually have to look over there, just the number's so damn low. But I like both defenses, not sure about both offenses, their sleep. So this is going to be a Sunday night game that may be a boring one to me. You get all the Greg Hardy shit that's going to annoy you pretty soon as everybody finally realizes what the domestic violence looks like as they see a picture or two. It doesn't look good, folks. What do you need to see a picture for? So I think that's going to dominate the story. But at the end of the day, I think we get a boring game. Sleep, what do you think about this one? Philadelphia coming off of the bye. Their sleep going to Dallas, divisional game, anything can happen. But I need to see something more from Dallas as far as the quarterback before I take a plus 3. So I'm not really interested. How about you?
Yeah, you know, this division's actually shaping up to be pretty interesting because none of the teams actually look all that great. I think,
right.
Believe it or not, any team could win this division, especially
Absolutely.
If Dallas can pick up a today. More than anything, Dallas needs Tony Romo. They need him back. They got Dez Bryant back last week. He looked okay. I think he'll be all right today, but I don't know what you're going to get from Castle against that Philly defense. Obviously, you just said Philly coming off of a bye. That should help them. But really, you know, in reality, I mean, what's Philadelphia done on offense besides drop passes and commit penalties, that really looks good? That Dallas defense, believe it or not, is the only reason why they're staying in games right now. You have to give credit to that unit because they really just haven't had much to work with on offense, and they're staying in games as much as they can. I wouldn't be shocked if Dallas won the game today, but I think Philly coming off of a bye here with a week, a week of rest and a week of preparation, that they should be a little bit better. There's some offensive issues for Philadelphia as far as injuries. I know Jason Peters is going to probably be out today. Lane Johnson will slide over and guard the blind spot for Bradford. I really think if it's going to be Bradford, really that's going to decide this game more than anything. If he goes out there and he looks like a deer lost in headlights like he usually does, Philadelphia could lose the game or maybe win and not cover. But I think it comes down to Bradford. I'm not sold that Dallas, with that offense, could go ahead and score a ton of points. The under, I know I was hoping that number was a little bit higher. Unfortunately, it's not. But I think it really that number really relies on Dallas, one, not being able to score, and two, being able to limit a Philly offense that really hasn't looked all that flashy from what most people expect. So the under is probably the way to go in that game, or if I was going to have to go ahead and put my money down, I would probably just put it on Philly, being that the number's minus 3. You don't have to lean anything more than that. No, that's not that bad. I think it's going to be that Dallas really needs to get Romo back, and I don't know how many more weeks he's out, but if they don't get him back, by next week, and I don't even know if he's due to come back by then, I don't think Dallas is going to make the playoffs. But this division's so crazy right now. If Dallas pulls a win out tonight, they'll be right back in the hunt. So, I don't know. It would be the under or nothing for me.
All right, here we go. Sleep, the part of the show I look forward to, man. We're going to get a best bet here, a straight upside best bet there, Sleep. But first, let's get the teaser of the week, man. Sleep, I'm going to give mine first and give you a chance The thing about yours, man, is always the fun part of the show, trying to get a teaser. I'll go ahead and tap myself on the back, man. I had the Cincinnati, well, with the Cincinnati teaser with the under there. Probably didn't need that. Could have just parlayed those both sleep, but got the cash there for myself on the Thursday night. Let's see if I can grab another one. I'm going to go with Atlanta, man. I'm going to actually give out two here, sleep. I'm going to break the rules here and give myself two. Both are going to involve Atlanta. I really like getting Atlanta down to one there, sleep. I'm going to take the Atlanta with the Oakland Raiders. So I'm going to take Atlanta and get 13 with the Raiders there and get the under one with the Falcons. And I'm going to take the same thing again, man. I'll take the Falcons again. I really like this one and go back to the Jets. Same there. Think sleep as we get them down. I think they take care of business at home, man. So the Jets and Oakland, both the tees with Atlanta for me. But the number one, I'll say Oakland with Atlanta there, sleep. That's my number one teaser of the week. How about yourself?
I'm going to go the other way. I'm actually going to tease Green Bay for today. I think that you can get them at +3.5, offers great value for a team that's favored on the road. I'll grab 3.5 with them. I thought about Atlanta, to be honest with you, but you know what, man? They burned me the last time I used them in the teaser, so I'm actually going to back them today. I will use I'll use Oakland. I'll grab +12 with them. 12.5 if you want to do 6.5 point teaser, 13 if you want to pay for the 7. But I think teasing Green Bay over that key number of 3 offers great value, and I think teasing Oakland over 11 offers great value as well. I think Oakland will hang in that game today. So it'd be Green Bay and Oakland for the teaser. As far as the strongest play I have on the board today, when you really look at it, I really think that Giants and Tampa Bay game goes way over the total today. I like that one. That would be my play for today. That would be the Giants-Tampa Bay.
Giants-Tampa Bay over. The Giants-Tampa Bay over. Okay. For me, what play did I lay down? I grabbed the Redskins, man. This is tough. Again, I think I'm going to go ahead and plug my nose there, sleepy, but I think the 14 is a pretty big damn number. I think if we go ahead with the historical numbers, it's the way to go. You got the Patriots not doing well with double digits, and you just got double digits in general. Obviously, a lot of things got to break right for me, no doubt about it. But I think getting 14 points in the NFL is rare with a team that could still make the playoffs there. So there's not a team that feels they're out of it. You get Jacksonville, they know they're not going anywhere. Where Redskins still do. They're going to go in there with aspirations, thinking they could actually win the game. So I think 14 is pretty good there. But, you know, you guys can kill me later for all you guys saying the Patriots laying 14 for some reason. I could see if you're off the game, but if you're on it, you know, we got some questions. All right, Sleep. Hey, that's how the show goes, man. Another damn good week. As always, catch my man Sleepy J at pregame.com on the pro page. Check me out, Jay Rich, on Twitter, JRich3000. We'll have a free play for you for the NHL coming up later. Go ahead and check that out in the forum page. Go ahead, matter of fact, I'll just tell you right now, go ahead and grab that Grand Salami under today, man. Nice one. You got 4. Maybe looking at that Dallas-Detroit first P under. You guys got to check me back for that. Still waiting on some goalie information. Sleepy, as always, man, damn good show. We'll do it again next week, my man. Good luck. Hope you catch these tickets, brother. That little Sleepy already. All right, Sleep. We'll talk to you next week. I can't hear you. We'll talk. Oh, that's my fault. That's my fault. Sleepy, call back. My bad, Sleep.
Hey, I'm on mute.
My bad, man. My bad.
No big deal. All right, thanks, man.
All right, talk to you next week, brother. Thanks.
All right, peace.